American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
Welcome to TorCast!
Hello!
You guys really like blowing out the microphone.
Oh.
Nope, didn't really make the dick noise.
Oh, no, that was weird.
TorCast.
Hey.
Episode 64. For everybody listening at home, I have a message for you. This is the first minute of the show. Send us feedback.
Yes, please.
For the love of God.
Rate us.
Here's the thing. I see the metrics for the show every week. People are listening to this show.
Seriously?
They're listening.
Wow.
We're not losing any subscribers. We're gaining some every now and then. People, where are you at?
We need rated. We need comments. We need criticism.
Here's the thing. We would love to keep making this show.
I comment on people's videos on YouTube. Why the fuck can't you comment on this shit?
We would love to keep making this show. Something that's going to give a better show for you guys is we hear from you.
Yeah, right.
We have a submission page on the website.
We do.
We have a Facebook page. You can visit and write us stuff. We have a Twitter account. You can send us stuff. There's an email listed also on the website.
Well, at least it's telling us something.
It comes directly to me. It will. If you got a sports story you want us to talk about, we'll talk about it. You got a question to go into our everything else category on the podcast, we'll talk about it. You want to submit an Urban Dictionary Word of the Week for us,
yes,
we'll talk about it. You want to sponsor the show, I'll get you on the show. Me Undies, where you at?
Please
get some me undies on the show. I even tweeted them. I was like, hey, you know, I bet the underwear's comfortable. We talk a lot about dicks on the show. You should come sponsor us. Seriously.
Yeah.
I know you're there.
Jesus.
I see that you're listening. Just rate us on
There's
iTunes.
There's even people that say they listen. Hey, dude, I listened to this and I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
Then go in there and give us
cool.
a 5-star rating. And
I want to hear.
Tell
it.
Me about
I
it.
I
want to
know.
Don't tell me personally.
I want to know.
Put it on iTunes. We eventually want to crack the top 200.
It'd be nice. I'd like to be featured on the front page. That'd be fucking cool too.
Yeah, right.
Don't be embarrassed about it.
Yeah. Dog.
Don't be scared.
You're the English version of
Don't be
of
scared that you're supporting an independent small podcast.
Hey.
Just do it.
It talks about a lot of dumb shit.
And if I gotta start yelling, I will.
Ah.
No, don't do that.
You know how long it's been since I've hit the table?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
We should have before this episode.
Okay. Now that we've got that out of the way, welcome to the show, TorCast 64. Gage on the mic.
Man, we're
Shane
almost three
on the
quarters
mic.
Away to 100.
Yeah, what are we
Anthony
doing
on the mic.
Give us fucking ideas of what to do for 100.
100's quickly approaching here.
Oh my god.
Tell us what you want to see. Put a video up thanking everyone.
You want to put John in a Marshmallow Man costume? I want to hear about it. It won't happen unless
you
say
it. You want us to go to Costco and buy a 7-foot teddy bear and wear it around? We'll do it.
It won't happen until you say it, though.
Shut up.
Put it on the board.
Came out of nowhere.
Okay, sure. TorCast 64. Now, we're not going to talk about politics on this show.
No.
We never do.
No, we don't.
We should recognize we do have a new president.
We do. President-elect.
Donald Trump. Visit the White House today.
Yep.
Whether we are against it personally, whether we're for it personally, whether you're for or against it, politics isn't on the show.
Nope.
There's plenty of other outlets that have been covering this for a whole week, and they'll keep covering it for the next so many odd days until he actually takes White House. If you want to listen to it, go there. On this show, you're going to get dicks, you're going to get butts, you're going to get sports. Probably something gross in the middle there.
Yep.
So
gravy boat.
Make dicks and butts wasn't gross.
The gravy boat's a little more disgusting.
I don't think my dick's gross.
But yes, congratulations to a guy who broke the mold.
Sure. Didn't think it was gonna happen, but here we are, and that's it, and we're done. Yep. Politics over.
Hey.
Moving on.
That
Sports
was
news.
My next scene clicker.
Yeah. The slate.
Take one, scene two.
It's a slate.
Shut up.
Here we are.
Man's been on a show. I don't care. Which airs here soon?
December 8th, scheduled day for that. So, if you're listening to this, December 8th, you watch the ID Network. Evil Kin. Episode 7, I think. I'm on there. Check me out. Shameless plug.
Tottenham himself.
The bigger plug, American Classic Bar and Grill, which you haven't talked about yet. Thanks for sponsoring.
Yeah, always.
More NASCAR. Yeah.
Two more wins in NASCAR!
You want to be a sponsor like American Classic Bar and Grill? Me undies.
Perfect School IPA.
Sure, yeah, any of them. Whoever. We got the show for you.
We should order some of that beer and try it.
I thought we were.
We, I don't know if we ever agreed to, was it?
Stone Cold's beer. IPA or whatever.
Broken Skull IPA.
Yeah. Probably sucks.
That's for the other show. I don't know. He drinks a lot of beer.
That's for the other show.
It's for the other show, I guess.
He drinks a lot of beer.
Okay. For the other show.
You're mixing. No.
You're dabbling in other shows.
You got over the top of my tour cast. I made that joke last week, but in the reverse way.
Splashed on the opponent. He did a divider plate.
Let's talk about sports stuff. I had two things. I think, Anthony, you wanted to talk about something too, but we'll get to that in a second. If it's one of my things, we'll just keep going with it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay, no, what's your thing?
No, go.
You sure?
Yeah. You always go first. Let him go first. No,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, you go for it.
Yeah.
Well, because I write the show.
I know, but we always say, listen to you. Let's listen to you.
You sure?
Anthony?
Yeah. All right. John Jones suspended for a year.
No, that's not what
I'm no surprise. Stripped of his belt again.
I saw it and just kept scrolling.
Not even. We've talked about it on the show. He's even been like the picture of one of our episodes because he's just a fucking idiot. If you want to listen to that show, I think it's like episode 58 or
moron.
Something. Idiot. Like, how do
he's
you?
A bum moron.
So he suspended for a year retroactively back to the 20th of like July or June from when it first happened. Does it? We said on the show the first time we didn't think he'd have a fight again. Will he fight again in the UFC?
Yep. Yeah, he will.
Money.
Because he makes money.
Too much of a big of a draw?
Yep.
The second success story?
He's a big name in the UFC, so he'll definitely fight it.
Okay. I think the first time we said no, but...
I think they have to bring him back because Rousey's done.
Okay.
She's going to come back, try to win her belt back, and she's done.
Who has the women's belt now? Or her belt? The bantamweight belt?
The Brazilian.
Oh, okay.
The little Brazilian girl.
Yeah, I know. I know you're talking
Misha
about.
Tate.
Yep. Yeah, because I'm a Misha Tate fan. And that was
she
hard
fights
to watch.
Saturday.
Okay. Who does she fight?
I don't know.
What happened to Holly Holm?
She hasn't fought since Misha Tate beat her ass.
She just fell off the face of the earth after beating Rousey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, just okay. I guess that was it for her. Anything else regarding Jon Jones?
Don't care.
We do have a UFC pay per view coming up this weekend.
Conor McGregor.
Are you interested?
No.
Not really.
It's too fucking watered down.
Are you interested in seeing Conor McGregor fight?
Not anymore. No, guys get tired of running his fucking mouth.
First few fights.
Honestly, he's in the wrong sport.
He should be in the fake sport.
Yeah. He heals better in the real sport than the heels do in the fake sport.
Okay. Fair. I'm not really interested either. Anyone else you're looking for onto the card, though?
I haven't even looked
Misha
at
Tate.
It.
Misha Tate.
That's bad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, if we do watch it, we'll talk about it on here next week, but... We
chances
won't. Don't hold out for that one.
No. Sorry. Go listen to Joe Rogan if you watch your UFC news.
Or if you write into us and want us to watch it,
then we will.
I'll read it.
We will listen.
I'll
tell you about it.
If there's certain sports you want us to watch and talk about, just ask.
I'll watch fucking cricket for crying out loud. If I can find it, I'll watch it.
Have you ever tried watching cricket?
Yes.
I don't understand it. I've seen some sweet plays.
I don't understand scoring.
Weird.
Don't you have to hit a pole with a ball or something to get someone out?
It was a paddle.
Well, you hit the ball with the paddle, and then you catch the ball, and you throw it at a pole, and the ball hits the pole, and the guy's out.
Yeah. Anyone who's listening, can you please explain cricket to us in dumb terms, because none of us know what it is.
We could just look it up, but...
I want our listeners to explain it to us. I'm trying to engage our listeners.
We've been trying to engage for 64 fucking episodes.
Well, and it's a couple long.
We've only had, I guarantee you, out of those two, or out of the 64, there's probably been two or three.
Engagements?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean...
People actually submitting comments.
We've had a fan call in a few times.
James has been on the show.
James.
And Chad wants to be on the show, too.
Well, we got to get him on.
Well,
all right, Chad.
If you're listening.
All he listens to is podcasts.
We want you on.
He listens to us.
Get free.
See?
We'll put you on.
People listen to us. Here we go. Moving on. Did you want to talk about Reggie Bush? Well, here we go. Here's a Reggie Bush story for you.
He's
still in the league?
He plays the Bills.
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
Reggie Bush.
LeSean's backup.
Well, I think he's hurt right now. Oh, yeah. Reggie Bush paid a mistress $3 million for an abortion.
That's a fucking chump.
She kept the money and the baby.
Sneaky bitch, is she?
So he's married already. This was a girl who, I think she lives in Miami, who dates... She was dating Alonzo Mourning from the Heat. Would show up courtside to all the games. She would fly with him to New York. He would pay for everything for her, give her the world, blah, blah, blah. But she wanted a kid. You know, kind of get locked into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they stopped dating. Reggie Bush flies in. Hey, I know she, you know, I've seen you in the Miami Circle a little bit, and a little talky talk. Gets her pregnant. And then she keeps the kid after he pays her $3 million to give her an abortion. Now.
Wow, nice. You got paid child support. Yeah. A lot.
Oh my God. How fucking dumb.
But this is a girl, and I think Reggie Bush's wife came out and said this. Like, she's a girl who's trying to be a Kardashian. She's a pretty girl that African-American males are into. She's trying to find that rich way to
That's all his stay wife in. Said?
What, that she's trying to be a Kardashian? Like, no, she didn't say that part. I'm fabricating that part.
Oh, she wasn't pissed?
Oh, no, she's mad. Okay, I'm sure. But this article that I had read didn't have that many quotes from her. Wrong. I didn't imagine she'd want to talk too much about it. I mean, yeah, she probably want to talk to Reggie about it. But that's, I mean, there are girls out there like that are like that, that are getting famous from athletes being idiots.
Keep baby.
I got to bleep that. God damn it, Shane. Stop making work for me. Now two shows I have to edit.
What do you have to edit out
You had to do laundry in the middle over the top. Oh. Damn it.
I just got to edit both of them.
Fuck. But usually it's ad, intro music, show, outro, ad. That's it. Now I got to put in two cuts and a bleep. Fucking A.
Fucking Watch a, your mouth. Fucking A.
Damn
dodge
it.
Dodge a rain chicken, dodge a ball. That's what it's called. We had our friend call a friend that.
We don't need to get into all that. We don't need to get into all that. I have to bleep more stuff. We start saying some names.
I didn't say anything.
I know, but there's like one person. It's true. That's the one person we know. Appreciate the false beep thing.
Sorry.
So yeah, that you know. Sorry for Reggie Bush, but you kind of dumb.
I don't feel sorry for Reggie Bush.
Kind of dumb.
At all.
Yeah.
Wrap it before you tap it. Don't be a dummy. Come on, or tell me.
There you go. All these things. And gold diggers out there, if you listen to the show, I want to know what the fuck your motive is. I want to know.
Can we get her on for an interview?
Let me pull up her name. I'll send her an email.
Holy shit. I'll send her an email. Are you seriously going to send her an email?
Sure. Find her Twitter.
Oh, God. Then you got to bleep out everything I said.
Yeah, probably.
Just delete this segment. The Reggie Bush segment. He's an idiot. I mean, plain and simple. Professional athletes who cheat on their wives. Tiger Woods did it for how many years?
Yeah, he got
and beat. He didn't knock nobody up.
He got beat with a golf club, though.
Right, but he didn't knock anybody up. Come on, Reggie. Fuck it, be smarter than that, man. Bitch, a gold digger. Because she ain't messing with no broke brokes.
There you go. Thanks for...
Yes. Thank you. Radio edited version.
She's a cocktail waitress.
Shocking.
Now 6 months pregnant.
Probably don't fit in her cocktail dress for it.
Oh, she's having the baby shower in Miami next month.
Wanna go?
Yeah. Her last name, Exposito. She's 34. Originally hatched the plan to get pregnant by her alleged lover of 4 years, retired Miami. You got her? Miami Heat player Alonzo Mourning, even getting fertility. I can't fucking say it.
Fertility.
There it is.
Her name's Monique Exposito.
There it is. Fertility treatments to boost her chances of conceiving. During the relationship, the baller allegedly lavished gifts on her mother of one. She already has a kid. Made sure she was front row of all his Miami Heat games and accompanied him on trips to New York City, according to a source close to the situation. Bush ended up being the one who allegedly knocked up Exposito, and although Bush's wife, Lilith, L-I-L-L-I-T, Lilith.
I'm literally, what website are you on?
Daily Snark.
Oh, so am I. Yeah, it's the first result. I'm literally reading the exact same thing. Did you see her picture at the top?
Yeah, there's pictures of her at the bottom, too. Here, show them the one.
She looks like Kim Kardashian.
Show them this one.
The very top thing.
Show them that. That's her trying to, like, she wants to be a Kardashian.
The very top thing says you'd think a former Trojan would know how to use one. She looks weird in that one.
Oh, yeah, she wants to be Kim.
Marry a black man and get all the money. Yep, there it is.
Can we get her on the show?
Sure. Monique.
We can't pay you. Anything.
Oh, well, she might not want to be on the show. She ain't getting paid.
Yeah, she's all about getting paid. We literally just read it. Now just move that edit a little further. And then you won't have to beep it. I just did it for you.
You said you had nothing to go on tonight, so I'm giving you some work.
I'm a busy man, Shane.
Yeah, it's up in the air.
Yeah, it's up in the air. Moving on.
Let's get off this topic.
Just remove the whole goddamn segment.
Next. Reggie Bush, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Sports athletes are usually dumb. Well, sometimes dumb. We've said it on the show many times. Don't fuck up your life, dude.
John Jones. Josh Gordon.
What did you want to talk about, Ant?
Richard Sherman's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
What'd he do?
You didn't see it?
No.
So the kick, so before halftime of the Buffalo Bills.
There's 3 seconds left, mind you.
3 seconds left.
Longest 3 seconds of my life.
Not for only you, I'm sure. Richard Sherman jumps off sides.
Right.
Runs at the ball, and they're blowing the whistle, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to blow the...
plows the kicker?
He goes for the ball. He puts his hand on the ball and throws himself into the kicker. The kicker is kicking.
Yeah, Dan
so he throws his
kicking.
Full
he can't stop.
He throws his full leg force of a kick into Richard Sherman's body and has to leave the game because he got hurt right before halftime.
Blew out his knee.
Where they're kicking a fucking field goal. So it looks
it's not the fall or it's a sudden stop. Yeah.
That's the thing. It looked like, you remember when Willis McGahee broke his leg? He got hit. It was basically like that. Well, the leg's going this way, someone's coming this way. But, like, you don't get to see... It didn't look like that kind of force, because I don't think it hit all knee.
Yeah,
but
him.
I mean, he kicked the shit out of a player, and where someone gets up, like, you know, shrugging it off, like, you know, whatever. I was, you know, playing the game. So the rep... So he goes... So Carpenter goes to the ground. Trainers have to come out. Well, when trainers come out, under 2 minutes...
10-second runoff.
They had a timeout.
Yeah.
They had to burn a timeout.
Yep.
He also had to sit out for play, because he got injured.
So you don't have a kicker.
Nope.
Get out of here, Cartana. What the fuck?
Bitch. So what they did...
So there's... Yeah, there was no time run off the clock.
There was 3 seconds. They ran the whole offense back out on the field, spiked the ball as quick as they could
to stop the clock again.
Yeah.
There was 1 second left after that. But then they never reset the play clock.
Yeah.
The play clock was... It was stuck on 5... Like, it stayed the entire time on 5 seconds.
So the play didn't count.
Well, no. Here's the thing.
Buffalo got called for a delay of game, so they had the offsides because it wasn't... Richard Sherman didn't get roughing the kicker. He didn't get roughing the kicker.
So
he got offsides. So it moved him 10 yards forward. He then got delay of game, moved him 10 yards back to the 54-yard. Again, Dan Carpenter missed it when he came back in.
Yeah, he kicked it when the delay of game happened. He made it field goal. But then they charged him the 5 yards because of delay of game because they didn't reset the play clock. However, there was no flag on Richard Sherman for roughing the fucking kicker.
On a dead ball.
Yeah.
On a dead ball.
They even came out and said, offsides on number 25, unevaded to the kicker. The dude tackled him.
Oh, yeah.
He threw him into it.
Whole body. He did get fined this morning.
He got fined 10 grand.
If that's a quarterback... Sherman's not playing this weekend.
He's ejected from the fucking game.
Yeah, he's not. He's suspended this
The
weekend.
Other thing that saved him, though, is he didn't get a personal foul for that. So he's still free to play.
Yeah. It didn't matter.
He still had two personal fouls to go.
What little respect I had left for Richard Sherman, as much as he runs his fucking mouth, is gone.
Even Rex Ryan said to him on the sidelines, he's like, you're a better player than that to be such an ass. Like,
Richard Sherman just, like, straight cussed him out.
Yeah.
Then, like, on the next...
You tried to maybe end a dude... And Dan Carpenter's no spring chicken. He's been kicking for a while.
Absolutely.
You tried to... But you could have ended that man's career.
Because you're an asshole.
His livelihood. Because you're dead.
He went down quick.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was like, coming back from halftime, Tyrod threw an interception. They were on, like, the Seahawks.
Oh, tell me Incognito went after him.
No. Tyrod threw an interception. Richard Sherman caught it. Deep in the back of the end zone.
Tried to run it out.
Instead of kneeling it down, he ran it out, and he ran it out all the way up the sideline, running his mouth to the other team. Because they pretty much cussed him out when he was on his way to the locker room. So he wanted to come back out and show himself and cuss them out again.
And he has the audacity to wonder why people look at most black athletes the way they do.
Yeah.
You know, this is a dude who's very well educated, went to Stanford. He's a smart guy if you listen to him talk.
Should have more sense than that playing football.
But what you just did is why you get the stigma that you get.
He basically, all he said in the interview, post-game interview, was when he shrugged it off and said, well, I didn't hear the whistle.
Bullshit.
Didn't hear the whistle, okay, maybe, but...
When no one else moves...
No one else moves.
The ball's
but
dead.
But you.
Yeah.
But you and the kicker, because the kicker can't... He's in his motions. He doesn't stop.
They always do that. Fuck Richard Sherman.
Okay, there you go. So at this point, the whistle's blowing.
Right, okay.
He comes
Nobody
in.
Nobody else moved.
Boom. Just lay, just, you
he
know.
He purposely...
He laid down in front of him so he could be kicked. Because where's the ball at? The ball's over there.
He didn't go for the ball. He turned his back.
He puts his hand there, but he goes for Carpenter. Like, he targets Carpenter.
You dirty some bitch. Wow.
And then, of course, Carpenter's wife came out and said...
I've been seeing all the shit pop up on ESPN. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she said Sherman should be... She got mad. I mean, she was mad, obviously.
Do you believe her?
No, I don't blame her at all.
She tried to end his livelihood.
So she came out and was like, you know, Richard Sherman should be castrated. Just fucking throwing out insults like we do on the podcast. You know, we say dumb shit all the time. And then she came out and apologized. You know, she said she was out of line. Richard Sherman came back and was like, that's BS. You're not sorry. Like...
Then you're not sorry. You should be...
I almost said it.
You're not sorry. You tried to blow... her husband's knee out. He's a kicker. That could end his career.
Yep.
Because you're a sorry son of a bitch.
Yep.
You know, Richard Sherman's the biggest fucking hypocrite in the NFL. You want to sit on your high horse and bitch at Roger Goodell and bitch at the people suppressing you and all this bullshit. Then you want to go do this shit? Quit being a hypocrite, you stupid son of a bitch.
Problem is, he's too good of a football player for anyone to do anything about it.
That's like, the only bad thing.
Yeah, he's just going to keep you in the job.
Still plays
it doesn't
well,
matter.
Very well.
What Pete Carroll has to suck
it. I don't know if Pete Carroll said anything.
Pete Carroll, he wasn't... he was mad about something else. During that entire play, he was mouthing off about something, too, and he was mad about something else. I don't remember what it was.
There is no place in a game that an eighth of an inch difference could cost someone their lives, not just their career, mm-hmm. could kill them. There's no for that kind of shit. No, it's no. One thing, you get blocked into a kicker or thrown into a kicker.
Foul. They just all, it's off zones. No. You need to look at that again.
If he'd have done that and touched a quarterback, he'd have got ejected, and he'd have got suspended, we'd have heard about for the next 2 weeks is how... Oh, poor Richard Sherman. Poor Richard Sherman.
Tom Brady.
Fuck Richard Sherman. And Seattle. You know, I used to like, I didn't mind the Seahawks. But you know what? You do stupid shit like that, the Bennett brother comes out, runs his mouth all the fucking time, like Martellus does.
Yep.
And they wonder why NFL players get the stigma they get. Just shut your mouth and do your job.
I did find a meme, speaking of NFL, it was really funny.
Oh, yeah?
Because of the election. It said, some people hate Trump, other people hate Hillary, but everyone hates Roger Goodell.
Yeah, I saw that reposted, but the bottom panel was, everyone hates the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There's one for the Cowboys.
Yeah, there's probably one for every team, every person. Carroll didn't really comment on it. He commented on Rex Ryan's comments, and he said, just coach your own guys.
Yeah,
and, which to
coach
me,
your own guy. That's I remember that now. That's exactly what he said. He shouldn't worry about my.
You tried to end the season of his kicker.
Yep,
it's any coach would have done.
Also, Buffalo was in this game.
Yeah, they
were like a field goal from at least tying it or something. Like they were in this game.
Fuck Richard Sherman.
Like it's too much, man. And like the refs got it totally wrong. The NFL come out and said the refs.
And you only fined him $10,000.
$10,000.
$9,115.
Just give him the $10,000.
$9,100.
Yep. Somebody else got fined today. But same exact amount. It was really fucking weird.
Let me see if it's on here.
It was really weird. I was like, dude, what is that? Just make it freaking even numbers.
I have no use for players that want to do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. I wouldn't care if I'd be saying the exact same thing if it would have been a cowboy corner, cowboy play.
Yeah, you recognize dirty play if it's a dirty play.
Right. Richard Sherman's dad's dirty. And then, I think it irritates me more because he wants to sit on his high horse and talk about everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then did you go on national TV on Monday Night Football and do this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Oh, this says no discipline for the referees on Monday Night Football.
Which is, I mean... The refs missed it. They had an opportunity. How
in the fuck? Two guys moving.
Dallas is David Irving.
He got thrown out. So I'm surprised he didn't get thrown more.
Yeah.
They're the only two players. Every official on that field was staring at Richard Sherman and Dan Carpenter.
Yep.
And you didn't throw the flag.
Didn't throw They threw the flag for the offsides. And then said, unabated to the kicker. The dude ran it. He put him on the fucking ground. It unabated to the kicker. If that's true, the kicker doesn't get hurt and leave the game for a play.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, unabated to the kicker doesn't result in injury. There's also been a lot of talk of the NFL, because other sports have
Full-time officials. The NFL doesn't. Do we need full-time officials in the NFL?
Yeah, because these refs suck.
And that's why viewership's down, too.
Yeah, a referee should not determine the outcome of these games.
But they're going it happens every year.
They're going to call some team. You know, Andy and I are fortunate. Our team is set. We're two games up on our whole conference.
There you fucking go.
But the Ravens.
What, sure. 4-4? 4-4.
Winning the division.
First place.
Okay. So, you're sitting here going, man, you know, one bad week from the officials could cost you your season.
I'm used to it.
But it shouldn't be like that. The game shouldn't be decided by the officials, but they are.
The year we won the Super Bowl, that New England game, when you can hear the whole M&T Bank Stadium chanting bullshit to the referees, loud as fucking possible. We still won the game. Almost cost us the game. Would have cost us the fucking seed in the playoffs. Probably don't make the Super Bowl. It can happen anywhere in the season.
Let me ask you this. If Seattle's playing a Cowboys, a Patriots, the Steelers, an NFL elite franchise,
sure.
Sherman gets flagged for that. But they're playing the Bills.
Probably. Again, and like you said, if it's a quarterback,
he's getting thrown out. He's probably, done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's thrown out. He's suspended. He's fined $250,000.
Personal foul, targeting, evading.
He's done. You know.
I've seen smaller things happen to quarterbacks for holding a 15-yard penalty and bigger fines. Poor Dan Carpenter. Kickers are people, too.
He tried to end.
Solidarity.
He tried to end Dan Carpenter's season.
Yeah. That's tough.
I have no respect for Richard Sherman.
Let us know what you think.
Please. God damn it.
Every
I know what you think. Do you still like Richard Sherman? Vote yes. Vote no. Gage, know what you think.
Yeah. What else you got?
That was all I had.
No more sports news?
No.
Nope.
It's kind of a... I mean, Caps just lost. We're on a 5-game winning streak and lost.
Yep.
Orioles are in.
Let me ask you real quick, because we're Orioles fans. What do you think about the Orioles not matching Wieter's qualifying offers?
I'd rather see Trumbo.
Okay, fair.
They're in the works of a 2-year or multi-year deal with Trumbo.
I'd like us to pay for pitching. We never do. I'd like it to happen.
Well,
I know we can like to get big bats because we're on a small field. Down. Yeah. So
I would like to see them to get a 4-starter. They got 3. They need a 4. They got a lot of guys they got to lock up.
Yeah.
And they're going to pay a lot of money to Tillman and Britton. I would for Zach Britton not to be those after the trade deadline.
That's too bad.
Because he's going to make too much money. That's why they got rid of Jim Johnson.
Yeah, we always give people career years and they go off somewhere else.
And what's Jim Johnson done since they got rid of him?
Nothing.
There you go.
Ain't a goddamn thing.
What did Britton do really before this year?
I wonder if the sirens are being picked up on the microphones. Probably not. The
big
sirens
are. Big Papa Pump's about to walk through the door.
Ha! If you hear me!
Hugga!
Now, man, what a tag team.
Cross show.
Let's
we're dabbling.
See. Yeah, so we're about the 30-minute mark, so that's pretty good. Let's get an Urban Dictionary Word of the Week. You got city or something? You got a phrase? Urban.
Sherman.
Oh, they changed the site. It's all black and white now.
Don't matter if you're black or white.
Let's see if Sherman pulls up.
The Shermanator.
That is one of them.
I figured.
I was probably going to say something about American Pie.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Let's see.
Just pick a random object. Vacuum.
Vacuum's a good one.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
I just saw it sitting there, and I was like, what about an object?
Eureka!
Maybe vacuum's not a good one. Get out of here! Stupid Windows. Hey, nothing's wrong with your computer. Have a nice day. I don't care. You don't need to tell me when something's not wrong. No, vacuum's not a good one. Dog in a bathtub's still in here, though.
Huh. Booyah.
Yeah. Let's see.
That's the one you're reading.
Just because your reaction.
A meatloaf sandwich.
This is what I'm having for dinner. I don't know if I want to listen to
this. Yes, do it. Do it. The meatloaf sandwich is not Shane's favorite food.
Let me ask you. What do you think in God's greater...
Does it have something to do with two dicks?
No.
Shit.
Dicks and asshole? A dicks and ass cheeks?
Just what you got?
I don't have
anything. Anything?
Two dicks. I was trying to...
The two dicks.
Get between them. Makes me think of meatloaf sandwich with two dicks.
Are you ready for...
Turn her off.
I'm just... Here you go. And mute. Meatloaf sandwich. Taking a dump while getting eaten out and refraining from stopping. It's like a Blumpkin.
Just, you're getting shit on. You're not just taking a shit, you're getting shit on.
Here's a sentence.
His face got real big. Now.
While my boyfriend was eating my meat, I dropped a loaf in his mouth and he swallowed it. Hence, the meatloaf sandwich. Remember at the top of the show when I talked about gross stuff that might appear on the episode?
MeUndies.
Here you go.
Hey, we need MeUndies. You know what? You know having a meatloaf sandwich.
Need MeUndies to stop people from shitting themselves.
Oh my god.
That, folks, is
can we talk about that there?
Word
up a couple. That fucking snake that was on that goddamn plane.
Let me just pull it up here.
That was real live snakes on a plane. There was a fucking snake. That fell out of the compartment on the plane.
I would flip shit.
There's a video.
Did you see it?
I'm watching the video now.
I think. Like, you just kind of see something there, and then it's like, oh shit. And then it just falls.
Oh. Okay. So we don't fly much. Uh-oh. Oh my god.
Did you see the dude drop the camera?
Uh huh. I mean, we have flown.
We just flew this year.
The snakes on the plane.
These motherfucking snakes. This motherfucking plane.
What do you do? Where do you go? How do you react?
Stand up on my seat if they're on the ground.
You get like one of those 1950s housewives and see a mouse that you got on the table. Go,
I'm grabbing goddamn dinner trays and swinging. I don't care how inhumane that shit is.
Let's inhumane? See. Fuck that. Kill some bitch.
This is on Aero Mexico. Well. Flight bound to Mexico City when it started crawling out of the overhead bins in a horrifying nod to the thriller. Snakes. Not that it was a thriller.
No,
snakes on a motherfucking snakes on a plane.
That dude did get his dick bit though while he was pissing.
Ooh, he did get his dick bit. It doesn't say. Okay. Oh, there's a Samuel L. Jackson gif there.
Did he comment on the situation?
No.
Motherfucking snake on this motherfucking plane.
He should have.
Yeah, I don't see. Yeah, it doesn't say how it got there.
It probably was planted by...
Just that it was there.
A Cuban.
Could have just made it up in the plane. I mean, they're in Mexico. There's like
I guess desert, that's true.
Dirt. It could have just made it up in there.
Soon to be a wall. The plane.
Made it up in there.
I'm screaming like a little girl.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, dude, I'd freak out. That shit, that's crazy.
30,000 feet in the air and there's...
I just saw it and I was like, yeah, I remember seeing that.
Nope.
Man, hold on, what's that?
What is the outside of a snake, what is the one thing you don't want to see on a plane? Bomb.
I was gonna say
okay. Creature
something bomb. Racist.
bomb.
Beep.
You know how I said just there I was going to say something and I didn't?
I did.
And you said it for me. Not what I meant for you to do.
My bad.
Let me make some notes. God. Damn it.
Bomb.
Yeah, bomb would be a bad one.
Okay. Outside of the obvious.
That's tough. What would I not want to see on a plane?
Bees.
One wing.
Bees.
Bees. Yeah, a bee gets in the plane. I've had a bee in the car, and I wanted to get out of the car.
Fuck you.
I almost gave the bee my whole car.
I was on my lunch break at work one day, and there was a bee in the car. I stood up, had both doors open, until that motherfucker flew out.
Goddamn bee in the car. Roll the windows down. Choo, choo. But you don't want to like move too close to it, because like, it's
going to
sting.
You don't want it to get pissed off, but you want to keep going like this.
Yeah, get out. Like, just wave air just around
little,
it.
Use the air.
Little cups of air. Just
get it. So, bees?
Yeah, bees would be bad.
I don't like bees.
not allergic, but I don't like bees.
I mean, I'm not really... I mean, the snake's freaky because it's a big fucking snake.
Yeah, that was a big snake.
I mean, if we're talking like a hive of bees, sure. One bee,
if it was like, yeah, not that bee, bad. One bee, fuck, somebody on that plane will kill it.
O.J. Simpson? I don't know.
You don't want to play Hannibal Lecter?
Hannibal? He's not going to, I mean, probably not going to eat me there. But I don't get, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things you don't want to see on a plane.
A big person sitting next to you.
That happened to me. We flew with John. He's a big dude.
Hey, going there, you had me sitting next to you.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fine.
I had to sit between him
and yeah. Back. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was pissed.
What do you want
you
me to
do? You should have sat there because you were the smallest.
Not my plane ticket.
Shut the fuck up.
Listen, they're strict, man.
So, movie we saw last week.
Do you want to talk about Doctor Strange? He hasn't seen it.
I haven't seen it, but I gotta get ready to go. So if you want to talk about it.
Oh, I guess you do have to leave. We'll talk about Doctor Strange here. When are you leaving? 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Where are we at in the podcast?
If not now, 5 minutes. Now.
We're at 37 minutes. We'll keep going after you leave. Just for Doctor Strange stuff. Me and Shane went and saw Doctor Strange.
Like I haven't seen it. Not that I'm...
It was good. You should see it.
Yeah, it was
no, good. No, yeah, so I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
It's trippy.
I would probably, I mean, I might not go to the theater to see it, but I'll,
that's fair.
I'll watch it. That's fair. I don't want to spoil it if I do that.
Real quick, we'll talk about this. Man hopes to finance honeymoon by selling prized Cheeto bald eagle. Now, that sentence sounds weird.
Picture?
Yes.
A what?
Yes. A Cheeto. A crunchy little cheesy little Cheeto shaped like a bald eagle. Now I'm going to show you this. Tell me when you see bald eagle.
That bad? Is it just a cheetah? Fuck, you look like a parrot.
It's perched up there, right?
It looks like a parrot. That's a macaw.
Yeah. Sorry, sir.
I'll give you...
Sorry, you got a parrot.
You got to pay me $20 and I'll take it from him.
The first sentence is, the American dream is alive and well. let's see.
Dude, so he sold it.
He's asking for $5,000.
Oh, I was going to say 10.
It has not been altered in any way. Thank God.
Is that like the Jesus toast?
Yeah. Like, what is food that looks like shit sell for a lot? Like, do people collect this stuff?
I don't fucking know.
What is the weirdest thing you would spend that kind of money on?
$5,000? Weirdest thing I spend $5,000 on? Sex doll? I don't know.
Sex robot?
Definitely not a fucking Cheeto.
Yeah, $5,000.
What if you drop it? You're fucked. It's gonna break. It's gonna break.
21 foods that look like famous people.
There you go. Jesus.
So what would you spend $5,000 on?
Something weird.
Yeah.
Obscure.
A weird $5,000 purchase.
I'd probably go to one of those. You know, like the show on whatever fucking channel it is, the Obscure Oddities thing.
At one of those places, like the pawn shop. And buy some shit from
there. Yeah, and I would buy something weird from them,
like a coffin.
Yeah, like something like that, but maybe like a, yeah.
Let's see, a bit of coffin.
Maybe like a, I don't know, like a
elephant man's head,
balls, like testicles in a jar. That'd just be odd. It'd make for great stories.
The fuck you are those? You want to buy someone else's
balls? The fuck are
balls?
Those? It didn't have to be someone else. Could have been an animal. Didn't specify.
You get a chance to buy someone's balls. Whose?
Whose are they? Whose are they? That's the question.
Will Chamberlain?
They make jars that big? Can you extract?
That's seen some shit, right?
I got superstar kids.
Whose balls do you get? This is taking a turn.
Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman's what? Balls?
He's on Call of Duty.
You get Pee Wee Herman's balls? Yeah, Paul Rubens is on Call of Duty.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman's balls. That's
his
a good one.
His first name.
That's the first name?
I don't know why.
How all the names you name? Know. Pee Wee Herman. That's not even a name.
You wouldn't want you like said Michael first. Jordan's balls?
No, I don't want black balls.
Michael Jackson's balls.
What balls? Color are his balls?
What balls?
I don't know. I'm buying them. Did they come sacked up or not?
No. They're just like...
Okay, they're just...
Paul Walker. Yeah. I want Paul Walker's nuts.
Well, those are burnt up. Those are over easy.
Extra crispy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, everybody likes is extra crispy balls.
Yeah, I have no idea. You put a pair of balls in front of me and tell them they're from someone else, I'm probably going to believe you anyway. It's probably not true.
No, that's like an obscure thing.
It is. It's obscure.
Uh-huh.
Definitely obscure. I buy one of those like necklaces made out of like Indian bones or something.
Or like I think I've seen on that show somebody bought like a full size squirrel, but it was all just bones, and it was literally every bone in a squirrel's body. But it was
that's like Michael Jackson bought the elephant man's bones.
Yeah, it was all screwed together in a nice glass case, and it was a squirrel, and it looked terrifying, but it was pretty cool.
Buy a lock of Michael Jackson's hair.
A lock of Michael Jackson's hair.
Oh, no. I'd buy anything off of Prince. Now that he's gone.
Lock of his hair.
Yeah.
Purple rain.
Get some of that superstardom.
Purple rain.
Yeah. Now we're just talking about buying parts of people who are dead.
Yeah.
Look what you started.
Yep.
Sorry.
God damn it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't... I wish I would have came prepared.
That was just on the fly.
Hey, good conversation.
Holy shit.
There's a Frito-Lay created an online Cheetos museum dedicated to weird-looking Cheetos. It was even offering up $250,000 for the weirdest-looking Cheeto. Interesting.
Would you go to that museum?
I don't... Yeah, sure.
Would you pay to see weird shit-shaped Cheetos?
Oh, they got other animals.
No. I'd probably pay, like, $20 to go to a museum like that. If that, maybe 10. 10. 10 seems reasonable.
$10?
$10 to go in like a museum of weird food oddities.
Yeah, because it probably smells and it's gross.
It's probably real nasty.
Because food goes bad.
The Jesus toast, that's got to be in there.
You think that's still open, like lasting?
It's got to be a thing. Somebody's got it somewhere.
How do you keep that?
Or somebody has come up with another one.
What, do you freeze it? Mm-hmm. How do you keep toast together?
Preservatives.
Preservatives? You mummify the fucking thing?
The same way that they keep McDonald's fries and burgers golden and...
Delicious.
Delicious looking. Mm. After a year, you just preserve them.
Yeah. Freeze them. Freeze them up.
Yep.
Six, do you want to...
Yeah.
Pop out? Bye, Anthony.
It was long.
Nice having you on.
Have fun.
Yeah, have loads of fun.
Bowl well.
I'll try.
Kill everyone.
Probably play Call of Duty later.
I'll be in bed.
We'll see what's going on. It's up in the air. Pop that door open. Keeps all the sound in.
Yeah, dude.
All right, Shane. Doctor Strange.
Hey, good movie.
We're at the 43-minute mark, so we'll do this for maybe 10 minutes or so. Yeah. So I don't like Marvel movies.
No, you don't.
And here's the thing. We can move this towards you now.
Thanks.
Feel
more official now.
Official. Don't like Marvel movies. Kind of. I mean, there's not many... I like Guardians of the Galaxy. I'll say that.
It's not your typical Marvel movie.
No, it's not. But I liked it. Excuse me. I liked Doctor Strange.
I thought it was really well done.
I thought it was better than the Avengers movies.
Yes.
My personal opinion. You don't have to agree.
At least Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron wasn't good.
No, it was bad. It's probably their worst movie they put out.
So let's start with what we didn't like. What didn't you like about Doctor Strange? Okay, again, this is going to be spoiler filled right here. We should say that. This is spoilers right now. If you're going to go see Doctor Strange, turn off the podcast, come back, and listen to it.
I didn't like how they depicted Dormammu. It's just, I don't know what the hell he was. I mean, in all the cartoons and everything, it's a body with a flaming head.
Right.
It's kind of like a blown up steroid version of Ghost Rider.
Right.
I didn't really like that. Wasn't a whole lot I didn't like about it. Fair. Some of the trippy stuff with the
ancient one.
Yeah, Sorcerer Supreme and the other guy. I think they could have done without some of that.
Okay. Now the other guy, the black guy in the movie. I forget his name. It starts with an A, I think.
Mardu.
Something
like that.
I don't know. He's a classic Doctor Strange villain, and I don't know much about Doctor Strange, but I know he's a villain in the Doctor Strange comics.
Second post-credit scene.
They show him leaving everybody, and then taking that one guy's powers.
Yeah, saying that there's too many sorcerers in the world.
So there's your Doctor Strange 2, possibly. The first button scene.
There'll definitely be a second one.
Yeah, yeah. The first button after the credits was Thor.
Right, setting up Thor, Ragnarok, or however the fuck.
Do you think Doctor Strange is going to be in that movie?
Yes, I do, because they come, Loki and Thor come to Earth.
Yeah.
To try to find Odin.
I find it weird that all these movies happen in, like, New York. Like, they could happen anywhere else in the fucking country. DC. Yeah, but just... to American list.
Yeah, I did like that, because it does set that up, and now it's he'll be there in November.
Yep.
Of next year.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder when he's going to become Sorcerer Supreme. Because he is. I mean, you
sure,
know
what? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
Do they wait for a second Doctor Strange movie to do that, or does it show up in Infinity Wars Part 1? Because I was talking to a guy at work about it. Black Panther comes out right before Infinity Wars.
Sure.
I think when they go to Phase 4, Doctor Strange and Black Panther are the Captain America and Iron Man of these last three.
Okay.
I think they're the two characters, and they're going to introduce Captain Marvel.
Yep.
That carry Marvel on. Because, don't get me wrong, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, they're the ones everyone knows.
Yep.
But we've seen these same characters for 8 years. Now you got to roll something else new. They debuted Black Panther. Everyone loved it.
Okay.
I'm excited for his movie. Now you've brought out Doctor Strange with the best origin introduction movie they've done out of any of the characters.
Okay.
And I think he has the biggest role in the Infinity Wars with the mystical shit and all that.
Yeah.
What didn't you like?
Couple things. I'm kind of... And this is nothing against Doctor Strange. There's a lot of superheroes out there that start off as like a pompous asshole and have to keep pressing the point that they're a pompous asshole until like there's a click in the movie where it's like, oh, I have to care about this now.
Yeah.
And Doctor Strange isn't the only one that does it. I mean, no. Tony Stark's the same way.
Yeah, but Stark never stops being...
Again, that's one thing that I really don't like about Tony Stark. He just... And I'll get to another point in a second. But even like, I like Batman. It's the same way sometimes.
95%
of the time. Rich billionaire guy, but at the same time, he does click, and he's like, okay, well, I have to protect the city. You know, I have to give up relationships, blah, blah, blah. What did I say I was going to come back to? The writing. Okay, so I felt like Doctor Strange, before he becomes Doctor Strange.
The physician Doctor Strange.
Written very much like Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And I saw way too many similarities there, so I think that was... And I don't know this for sure. It felt like to me that they did it on purpose to try and get people to recognize, like, oh, I like Iron Man. I like how this is going to go.
Well, you got to think, too, and you and I both said going in, don't know a lot about him.
Yeah, nothing.
He's not a character that they push really, really hard.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
To me, as a casual fan, that's what I picked up on. And, right. I mean, again, I'm a movie guy, so it just kind of like... It just seemed a little lazy to me. I thought the movie was lazy. I thought the movie was good. I think you should go see it. I did think the writing, a little on the downside.
At least at the beginning where he's the surgeon.
Kind of, yeah.
Where he, you know, breaks his hands and...
Uh-huh.
It was just like, okay. I felt that kind of drug on a little too much.
Yep, it did. Which isn't a problem. I guess they wanted to really show you the kind of person he is. I don't need that. I don't think anyone needs that.
No, I care about... the superhero Doctor Strange way more than I would ever care about the surgeon.
Sure. But if you're a person who picks up as, oh, Doctor Strange is now my favorite hero, that's something you want. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
It had the same Marvel cheap humor in it, pops for humor, which is always there, and I never get into that stuff. And I recognize it's Disney. Same way with Star Wars. I love Star Wars. The cheap humor stuff, I don't really get into it. Because I'm trying to, like, put myself in that universe. Anytime that there's a laugh that's going to make me, you know, like, chuckle. Like, the dude that never laughed in the movie, the laughs at the end, took me out of the movie. I'm like, okay, well, now we're focusing too much on this. I'm here for Doctor Strange.
Right.
The Wi-Fi password thing, I get why it is funny. I'm here, I want to see him,
become,
you know?
Him, yeah.
So, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just
and
not
that's
my
what
thing.
Marvel movies are. I mean,
that's the thing. That's yeah, and it's, again, I mean, the target audience for this is 5 to 26, probably.
Are you saying we're a little too old to be going to see it?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that's what it's geared towards.
Well,
you're gonna sell toys. You're gonna sell.
Marvel has always been geared towards children more, and DC's darker, and I think that's why DC's going the route they're going.
Well, to be fair, I mean, both comics come from, like, here's our comic books, here's our Silver Age, here's our graphic novels, which are more adult readings, and DC's picking up on those for their movies because it works so well for The Dark Knight. They didn't really pull from comics, they pulled from graphic novels. Whereas Marvel's biggest entity was their comic books. The comic books always fucking sold. So people liked Captain America being,
the goody good.
I am 100%. I am white bread. I am whole milk.
Did you see the new one?
I haven't. So
he turned.
That's the thing. I see.
They made him Hydra.
Good. Fine. That's what I thought they should have done with the first Avengers movie. Corrupt one of the guys. And then they did. They corrupted the wrong guy, though. Hawkeye. Problem. They should have gotten Tony Stark to turn on the other guys. I thought that would have been way more interesting. Because Loki's not that good of a fucking villain. And that's the problem a lot of Marvel movies suffer from. The good Marvel villains aren't owned by Marvel. They can't use them. They can't use Doctor Doom. They can't use Magneto.
Any of the X-Men.
Who else? They can't use Venom. They can't use Doc Ock.
They can now.
Kind of. We're getting there.
They can.
We're getting there.
I hope Venom is the main guy and they fucked him up so bad in Spider-Man 3.
Well, you would think in the new Spider-Man movie coming out? They just said it was Vulture.
I know,
but... Yeah. Back to Doctor Strange. We can talk a little bit more Marvel Universe here in a second. What I did like, I thought the visuals were really cool.
Yeah, I mean, they really went into the different planes and showing the true mystical power. They've opened up a whole new side that nobody knows anything
about. Sure, and it was nice. There was parts in the movie where I was kind of confused on what was going on. Whether it was affecting the people around them or not, and then they did it. They did a nice job of explaining it.
Yeah,
which works.
They explained every question I had. At some point, they're like, "Oh, okay." That they would tell, kind of explain it.
Right, which is why I didn't think the writing was too lazy. I did think it was kind of, but at the same time, I did like it. I did like how they progressed through the story, and it flowed well. And the relationship he had with the girl, like, I get it, and the watch stuff, and I'm glad they showed why the watch is important to him. That kind of thing. It worked, and that's good to have, because you want
origin story.
Yeah, and you have to be able to relate to the guy. That's why you like him, because you can relate to him.
Yeah.
Again, the visuals were really nice. I thought the acting was Benedict Cumberbatch did a really good job. Oh, yeah. The girl playing the Ancient One, she played the part beautifully too. Yeah. The villain guy didn't seem like he was in the movie too much, because it was more of an origin story, which I understand. Yeah. He was okay. Kind of got a little campy at the end there with the martial arts stuff.
Well, but I think he was Doctor Strange's end-all, be-all villain is Dormammu.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
And we did see him
in the movie. And I think that guy was in there as the gateway to him.
Yeah. Fair.
They introduced the Infinity Stone.
And so we talked about this right at the end of the movie. This was my first problem coming out of the movie, where he wore basically this thing. The Time Stone, sure. And it has the Infinity Stone in it. He wears it for half the movie.
Yeah.
It's important to him. He knows he shouldn't lose it.
He wears it all the time in the comic. That's his necklace.
There you go. It's important. He knows it's important. He knows he shouldn't lose it, blah, blah, blah. Then they give you, like, this cop-out that they're like, well, yeah, you shouldn't just carry around an Infinity Stone. And he's like, what? Excuse me? And I'm like, why did you have to fucking say that? I bet this whole audience could tell you that's important, that he shouldn't lose it. Doctor Strange should know he shouldn't lose it. It doesn't need to be made any more important by being told it's an Infinity Stone. If that would have came out in the next Avengers movie and the Thor movie or whatever, that would have been fine. At the end of this movie, it just seemed weird.
You know, if you followed it up till now, the whole premise of Infinity War is Thanos comes to Earth wanting to fill the gauntlet.
He's got
the,
yeah.
And so it's all around the Infinity Stones. The Tesseract, the one which is in Vision's head.
Yep.
The Aether, which was in Thor Dark World.
Yep.
Then you have the Time One.
Sure.
I can never. And then the Mind Stone. I don't remember what the last one
was. Yeah, I don't even know all of them.
So it's like you just kind of, anyone who really, it's like, I did a thought. I was like, what did he just say?
All right.
Because there's two stones they haven't introduced yet. I knew one was coming.
Sure.
Because, and, you know, you would think they would talk about it a little bit, because in the end, that sets it up, because he has to come here to get it.
Yeah.
And that'll set up Thor. That sets up, I have a feeling, the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, with them going, well, time to go back to Earth.
Sure.
It sets everything else up in line to finish it out.
Mm-hmm.
and you just sweep it under the rug like it's nothing.
It seemed weird that they said it and they turn around and just kind of like a huh, and they walk up steps like
it's
okay. That's why that's if you're not gonna explain it to Strange,
then don't
put
it,
there. That'd be because obviously he's
gonna people would have put two and two together eventually.
Right, but again, like I said, it was already important to him. He already knew he shouldn't lose it. There's doesn't need to be a mention of it then.
Shit, my dinner's done.
We'll be out of here in about 3 minutes. Any other takeaways from Doctor Strange? Again, I liked it. It's one of the better Marvel movies I've seen.
It is.
To be fair, I haven't seen the two Captain movies that I should need to see.
You need to watch.
That's what I hear. Definitely. Black Friday, they're going on sale. I've seen the ad. About $8. Winter Soldier, yeah. I haven't seen all the Iron Man movies. Mm. Again, I have no interest in Iron Man because I'm a Batman fan.
The first one.
The third one. Two's okay. I've seen the third one.
Three was probably the worst Marvel movie they put out.
I haven't seen the second Thor movie. I've seen the first. First Thor movie was kind of bad.
It was okay.
Cats
were the movies.
He's the guy for the Avengers.
He's their Batman.
Yeah. Or Superman. But. Again, I really like Guardians. I think out of the ones that I've seen, I think Doctor Strange is my second favorite. I'd be open to watching again.
Well, mine would be, I'd have to go Winter Soldier 1.
Sure.
Probably Guardians 2, Civil War 3, and then this one 4th.
Okay.
Civil War just told a good, it was a good story.
Okay. Hey, that's fair.
And they did a hell of a job putting all those people together.
Okay. Other Marvel news real quick while we're here. Spider-Man came out and said how many movies he was going to work on as Spider-Man. Tom Holland.
How many?
He's got six. Six movie contract.
Civil War's 1. Infinity War's 3.
I don't know if that's after Civil War or not.
Because it'll be in both Infinity Wars.
Yeah, and he's got his own Homecoming movie coming
up. That's 4.
So you got maybe 2 more, maybe 3 more.
Venom has to be a fucking villain.
He doesn't have to be. Spider-Man's got a lot of great villains.
But he's the most recognizable one.
Sure.
How do you not do a movie and do a true villain? They wanted to do a Sinister Six movie for years.
Now. Which I don't think they're doing anymore.
No, they're not.
Which is too bad.
And they've based... Kingpin is basically the Netflix villain of End All Be All.
Yep.
So... Yeah, I'm okay with Vulture, but you should have rolled it out with the big gun first. You should. Venom's my favorite villain across the board.
A lot of these movies don't only see one villain.
There's no way they can keep it quiet if they have him.
No. No.
Because everyone wants to see him because they botched him in the third.
But do you want to waste your payoff right away? Usually the second movie is when you get the iconic guy. You know what I mean? First
Iron Man. I just don't want a fucking origin story of Spider-Man again. We've had two.
Probably gonna get one.
I don't know.
I mean, it's called Homecoming.
They're gonna play off of Tony Stark's interaction with his aunt, and he's supposed to have a decent role in that movie.
Sure.
I think they're kind of phasing him out as they want him to play more Tony Stark and less Iron Man.
Okay. I mean, I'm a big Spider-Man fan, so I'm excited
for it. I'm going to see it. But Venom has to... Even Carnage. I mean...
I would love to see Carnage. I mean, Carnage is something we haven't seen.
They're basically the same thing, but one's red, one's blue.
Not exactly.
We are not going to get in this argument.
Shame. We're not exactly the same.
Tune in next week. We'll talk about DC. There you go. We'll end the show next week talking about DC.
Maybe. I mean, there's no movie to go see. Suicide Squad's coming out on DVD soon. We already talked about that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Okay. Well, remember that for next time. Anything else, Shane? Like we said at the top of the show, we want to hear from you.
Yes, please. We are tired of having to come up with stuff on our own. You know, if you want to hear us, you know, Gage hasn't seen the Captain America's. When he finally watched it, if you want us to sit and talk about Civil War, because it did come out this year.
Sure.
And it's probably going to be one of the best grossing movies of the year. We can go through that, the ones we've seen, the ones we haven't, and give you a review of the year in movies.
Also, we'll probably have some kind of award show later on where we pick best movies and show and shit like that.
But let us know. We will gear towards you.
Sure, yeah. Like I said, write in to us. We want to hear from you. Please. I don't have anything else to add. You got anything?
No, I'm good.
Well, for Shane, for Anthony, American Classic Bar and Grill, they sponsor us every week. Yep. Check it out. My name's Gage Edwards. We're out.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Yay.
I can go eat dinner now.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week, karaoke every Friday, happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.